Yo, what's up, podcast? Hope you had a nice weekend, man. Happy Tuesday. Hey, man, I got this crazy thing, man. I have like an impulse kind of... It is impulse, but it's like when I like really like get inspired to like buy something or like want something, you know, I'm talking about music equipment. I like get so driven to do it. Like last year when I got my Strat, I just like wanted it so bad. Like I just kept thinking about it for like, and it happens quick. It's like I get hit by a meteor and then like I got obsessed over it for like, you know, 2 or 3 days and I just like buy it. And I did the same thing with my Ignator. Like I just decided that I was like, you know what? And when I look back, it's all warranted, and I'm so glad I did it. You know, like I sold my Mesa Mark IV. Like it was a massive amp. It was like a huge 4x12 speaker cab with like this huge like amp head, and it was just like living in the studio. I wasn't playing it. I wanted to be able to record electric guitar in my home studio because I was starting to make a lot more content, right? And I had like my old electric guitar that I've had for like 12 years. And I was like, you know what? I want to change. I want to play like more guitar solo-y stuff, blah, blah. So I wanted to like downsize. So I looked up, you know, did a lot of research. I got the Ignator Tweaker 40 combo. And then I got a Strat, man. Like I really wanted to like have a whammy bar and just like play really good lead work. So then I got the Ignator. I made Wavelength. I made the whole album with that Ignator, with that rig, right? And it was great. And I made a ton of content. I used it so much. It was awesome. And now it's like July 2nd, man. And I've just been like the last 3 days I've been so, I don't know what it is. I played my Strat and Ignator over the weekend and I was like, you know what? I want to be able to play like heavier stuff too, you know, and still have awesome shimmering cleans and like buttery smooth leads, you know, and the Ignator just wasn't cutting it on the heavy sector and kind of the clean. It was a good clean sound. But I don't know. I just wanted something. I know it's called a tweaker, but it's not the same tweakage I'm used to with like the Mesa Mark IV. Granted, it's like the Mesa Mark IV is like 8 times more expensive. Okay. I mean, kind of actually maybe like 5 times more expensive. Then again, I got the Ignator used. So it was like 6 times more expensive. Anyways, I'm like so driven to go for a change. I did a ton of research, guys. Reddit, Guitar Center forums. And I like want to change up my electric rig, man. And dude, for a second there, I was like, you know what? I think I want to get a new guitar because I love the Strat so much. It's just like the pickups, man. I never really liked that. Right when I got my Strat, I like learned that the single coil like Strat pickups, it's like known for getting hum. Like I like never knew that. I mean, I'm left-handed, so I never get to play. I've never played like a nice left-handed Gibson. So I never knew that like it's normal. It's like a normal thing that like Strats are like have like wicked noisy pickups. I like hated that, man. I was like, what? I didn't hate it at the time. I was like, wow, that's weird. And I never played the bridge pickup. I never played the neck pickup. I never played the middle pickup. I only played the in-between pickups, like the select, you know, the selection, like the second and fourth selection on like the you know, the pickup selector. Just like the middle ones, right? The in-between pickups modes. And so, you know what I'm doing, man? I did a lot of research, and here I'm telling you the final result. I am selling the Ignator Tweaker. I am going to get a Mesa Boogie DC5. It's like awesome, okay? It's like a really awesome. It's a combo amp. It's the same size. It's a 1x12. It's one speaker, small combo. Way more tweakability. It has a graphic EQ, and I love that about it. Beautiful cleans, beautiful leads, and the potential to have like vintage kind of rock sounding, also harder rock and metal sounds, like heavier, like chugga chugga, you know. I'm going back to Mesa, man. I'm really glad, but I'm not getting like a ridiculous like Mark IV or Mark V or something like that. I'm gonna get a DC5, super versatile amp, super heavy too, as in like it weighs a ton. I'm really excited for that. I am not going to get a new guitar. I am not going to sell my Strat. I'm upgrading the pickups. I'm like changing out the pickups of my Strat. I'm getting rid of the single coil, noisy ass freaking pickups, and I'm going to get DiMarzio pickups. So on the bridge, I'm getting the what's it called? Oh my god! Super distortion. For the bridge pickup, and then for the two necks, I'm gonna get for the neck and the middle pickup, I'm getting the DiMarzio area, and they're all hum canceling. Okay, so they all do not have that wicked annoying you know, hum and noise. They're noise canceling pickups. I'm also getting my guitar shielded, which helps a lot with grounding, like in your apartment. You know, like electricity grounding issues. So I am really, really excited because this is what I want, man. I want the playability of the Strat. I love the lead feel. I love the whammy bar. I just love the, like I said, like the feel and the playability of a Strat. Love the cleans. I love the fact that you have like five different like pickup modes. It's awesome. And I'm going to be able to like not have that annoying ass sound, and I can be freely choose any pickup, any, you know, any pickup mode I want. Chugga chugga, be able to play heavy, have smooth buttery leads, shimmering cleans, and swapping out my Ignator with the Mesa and going back to that sound, man. I just can't, I'm excited to combine the Fender Strat with the Mesa. It's like best of both worlds, man. It just sounds so appealing to me. I'm really, really excited for this new rig. And I'm excited to share sounds with you guys. My birthday is on Sunday, turning 29, and this is like my self birthday present, man. I'm so excited. And I want to share that with y'all, okay? I won't talk to you guys on Thursday. It's the 4th of July. I hope you have a wonderful 4th of July, but I'm excited to give you updates. What else is going on, man? I'm like mixing a lot of people. That's great. Got some projects coming up. Still mixing people for free and like planting seeds and whatnot. That's going well. I'm working on these my EP of songs. I'm like editing it every once in a while. I've just been really busy lately. I've been playing a lot of gigs, make some money, right? But really awesome, man. I've been exercising like crazy too, man. I ran 3.5 miles last night, man. Non-stopping. That's like a huge milestone for me. Feels great. Love you guys. I'll talk to you guys next Tuesday. Have a wonderful 4th of July and have a great rest of your week. See you guys.